Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Roman Show for the week of September 22nd. Almost coming to the end of 2019, getting ready for the 2020. God knows what's going to happen then. We all remember back a few years, people saying, oh, 2020 is going to be this, it's going to be that. Well, let's see what the future holds. But in the meantime, we have lots to talk about on the program. We welcome Keyman Diop, who joins us to talk about his upcoming fight at Glory this weekend at the James L. Knight Center. Glory will be making its debut here in South Florida. Super excited for this kickboxing. It's going to be an exciting night, and it's going to be live on UFC Fight Pass. So, Keyman Diop joins us coming up next on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Fly.
Guidance.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Ecom.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go. Fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
What's up, everyone? Your host here, Rodolfo Roman. Thanks again for listening to our program. Really, really appreciate your love and your support. Make sure that you head on over to our website, theromanshow.com. We got some great posts out there. It's getting a little facelift, as I mentioned last week, but we should have the program, the whole website ready to go in just a few shows, so bear with us. But you can still follow up with previous podcasts on our Launchpad 1 page, our Blog Talk Radio page, on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on Spotify. So you can find all of those previous podcasts available right now. Also, you can check some of the video interviews available on our YouTube channel, and I advise you to subscribe. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. And you can also hit that subscribe button, because it's always going to tell you every time that we have a new video posted. In fact, we're going to have a couple this coming weekend, as we will be at the Glory event covering that great, great, great kickboxing event. Looking forward to that. Also, head on over to our social media accounts. That's Roman Show Media on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. It's at The Roman Show. Go ahead and follow us and keep up to date with all the stuff that we have available over here on The Roman Show. Also, guys, you got to keep the funk off your junk. The best thing to do is purchase yourself a bottle of Ball Wash. Ballwash.com, use the Roman code Roman and you get a percentage off your purchase. You can't beat that. And we all know we're out there walking, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, whether you're training, whether you're not training, but we get a little smell down there. I mean, it's just, come on, guys, don't lie to me. We all know about that stuff. Well, Ball Wash helps you take that smell away. Trust me, I use it myself. It smells like roses down there. You can purchase yourself a bottle at ballwash.com. Use the special promo code Roman to get a percentage off your purchase. And get yourself a great t-shirt at Collar and Elbow Brand. That's collarandelbowbrand.com. That is the website you need to visit. And use the promo code, all in caps, The Roman Show, to get a percentage off your purchase. That is collarandelbowbrand.com. And they got these great, unique designs. It's not your typical wrestling shirt with little cartoons. No, no, no. This is a grown man or woman's t-shirt. You got to visit collarandelbowbrand.com to get your t-shirts. Use the promo code, The Roman Show, all in caps. All right, let's talk some pro wrestling. And in just a little bit, welcome our guest, Keyman Diop. We'll be right back with Reality Check.
Now it's time to give you a
time to give
Sponsor the program, you can shoot us an email, info@theromanshow.com. That's info@theromanshow.com. And hey, any help? That'd be appreciated. Much love to all you guys who listen to us. You know, it's almost a one-man band here, believe it or not, in the Roman Show, but we try to give you as much content and much information as needed. So any love is appreciated here on the Roman Show. Really, truly love the support that you give us. By the way, we got some upcoming MMA events coming up on October 5th. That's at the Omni in Broward, at the Broward County College. Combat Night returns with some great amateur mixed martial arts. And you have boxing too as well. I'll be out there at that event announcing. Looking forward to that because that's pretty cool. It's Clash of the Titans. You have the mixed martial arts cage on one side, and on the other, you have the boxing ring. That is pretty neat. You gotta get your tickets available right now. Combat Night, follow them on social media to get more details. Also, 305 Fights returns with their amateur mixed martial arts show in Miami, Florida. Follow 305 Fights TV to get information on how to purchase your tickets. And, Titan FC, they're gonna be overseas this time at the Dominican Republic. That's on the 19th of October. So look out for that on UFC Fight Pass. Great stuff coming up here in the month of October. Lots and lots and lots of events. And looking forward to all of the action. All right, let's talk a little bit of pro wrestling because this is literally just days away as the WWE will make its debut on Fox. And as you know, Fox has been promoting WWE on Sunday football. And most recently, they showed a shot of Rey Mysterio at a Vikings game, and the announcer, of course, he didn't know who the hell Rey Mysterio was, or maybe he didn't know, but just not enough. They showed an image of him, and they said, oh, look at that. It's Rey Mysterio with that Nacho Libre mask. Obviously, the guy did not know what the hell he was talking about, because he is a luchador. He wears masks. That is what he does. And in Mexico, it's a culture to have that mask. It's something so meaningful. It's not just for, you know, craps and giggles. This is something very, very serious. And they take it to the heart. Nonetheless, in another note, Braun Strowman was at a baseball game. And Keith Olbermann tweeted a very distasteful message, kind of saying as in, you know, unbelievable, right? Like, he couldn't believe that Braun Strowman, right, a professional wrestler, was on Fox during a Major League Baseball broadcast. He couldn't believe it. So, he tweeted, mind you, Keith, and Keith Olbermann, I know he has his podcast or whatever heck it is. I don't know what the hell that was. But he basically wrote, you guys are kidding, right? During this telecast. And it was during the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs game. But he just can't believe. He's just really upfunded that, wow, you know, they have professional wrestling on Fox. Remember Keith? Was a ESPN anchor, right? Then he also went and had other gigs. Now he's a co-anchor on Monday Night Football. It's still SportsCenter and so forth. But come on, man. Come on. Really? Wow. It's a sport. I know that the winners are predetermined. But come on, dude. And mind you, this is a guy who left sports and then went to talk politics and then he went back to sports. I guess they realized he was too leftist. And that's the reason why he didn't last that long. Nonetheless, I have to stand on the side of professional wrestling, have some respect for it. There's a reason why Fox is investing all that money to show SmackDown on Friday night. Okay, they're counting on the WWE to bring all those ratings. All right? And you got this hater here that can't believe that professional wrestling is going to be on Fox on Friday nights. Does this idiot know that in the past, I mean, professional wrestling has been on regular TV since, gosh, I could remember. Heck, I remember NBC would show like an hour of WrestleMania. You know, they'll cut the best clips of it and show it on there. Saturday Night Main Event, right? That aired on NBC for some time. How many professional wrestlers show up on other shows such as the morning shows where they appear? And I'm not talking about Jerry Springer or Maury or anything like that, but the talk shows. John Cena is a big person, for example, who's actually hosted Kelly and Ryan now, whatever the hell they call it. Used to be Regis and Kathy. And here you have Keith Olbermann just blasting professional wrestlers for showing their face on Major League Baseball. Listen, times are changing, and in other countries, professional wrestling is actually considered a sport. And they look at it that way. They don't poke fun at it. They don't think of it as entertainment, but it is an actual sport. Believe that, Keith Olbermann. And I'm sure you'll be tuning in on Friday night next week to watch the show. And then when it comes to your town, you'll want some free tickets so you can see the show. If you remember, we touched slightly on Big Cass, who is suffering from depression. And, you know, he had an unfortunate incident at a recent independent show. But Enzo was interviewed on the Busted Open show that airs on Sirius XM. Love those guys there with Dave LaGreca, Billy Ray, Mark Henry. And Enzo just opened up how sad he was and was deeply touched by his friend who is going through something very serious. And I want to touch base on that because a lot of men and women suffer from this, and some are just afraid to talk about it. So if you're going to knock on him, you know, there's no reason for this. This is man. He's battling his demons, okay? And we hope nothing but the best for Big Cass. He's a great athlete. We know that he can cut it in this sport. He definitely did it in the WWE. And listen, he's going through something rough right now, and we wish him the best. I'm sure he'll get back on the wagon and be able to perform in the ring or whatever, but he'll get himself healthy health-wise. No, mentally. We hope nothing but the best. And as Enzo mentioned, there will be an opportunity for us fans to write to Kaz because he gets to know the love that the fans have for him and appreciate him. Switching gears, NXT made its debut on the USA Network, kind of setting up the pace for the Wednesday Night Wars as AEW is about to debut as well. That's right. AEW shortly will be making its debut on TNT next month on October 3rd, if I'm correct, or 2nd. October 2nd, because the 4th is the debut of SmackDown, and then the 2nd you got the debut of AEW, which goes up face-to-face, head-to-head with NXT. Now, they did very well in the ratings, over a million. And then the second hour was on NXT. That will be repeated this week as well. You have the first hour on USA, and then you would have to tune into the WWE Network for the second hour. Now, once AEW airs, they're going to full-blown 2 hours. If you miss it, no problem. You'll be able to catch it the next day on the WWE Network. They had a strong showing. Roderick Strong defeated Velveteen Dream for the North American Championship. And the women's match, which Candice LeRae won, that to open up the card, the show. Wow, what a great match between those four girls. Just absolutely awesome. They brought the game, in my opinion. That was the best match of the night. And then they carried on in the second hour over at the network, which was having some difficulties, but they managed to fix it. Either way, it's time, guys. It's time. We're going to get a war between NXT and AEW, and then you have the big dog, that's the WWE itself, with SmackDown on Fridays, and on Monday, you have USA Network. It's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan, guys. We got lots of wrestling, and despite just AEW and WWE, you have so many. Major League Wrestling. Impact now is going to be on Access TV, as we talked about it not too long ago. So much stuff out there. ROH is still around, Ring of Honor. So, boy, get in your seats, because you have wrestling every single day. And, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling, they still keep kicking ass with those great events. So, ooh-wee. Excited. By the way, shout out to Chris Jericho. He donated some money for our good friend Brian Knobs of the Nasty Boys, who needed some funds for a knee replacement. He got the money he needed. And hope you're well, my friend. I actually reached out to him not too long ago, wishing him the best. And I'm sure Brian Knobs will be back and ready to go very, very soon. Well, Key Man Diop, who trains at the Hard Knocks 365 in South Florida, is fighting Nick Chastain. And that is at Glory this Saturday at the James L. Knight Center. Tickets are available right now as we speak. Key Man talked to us about his training and getting ready for this fight. Of course, in his own backyard. Although originally he's not from Florida, but he trains here. So it's his adopted new home. So joining us next, Key Man Diop. And remember to go back to our last week, as we had asked that Tenpao, who will be also be competing in that fight card. So guys, Key Man Diop talks to us about his upcoming fight in Glory, coming up next. Welcome back, everyone, to the Roman Show. And last week we had Asa Tenpao, who will be competing in Glory. And now we have another young gentleman who trains here in South Florida, Key Man Diop, who joins us on the line. He'll be taking on Nick Chastain, a guy who's 10-6, Key Man 3-1. And it's obviously a defeat over Nick, a victory over Nick, will put him up there very high in the Glory roster's lightweight roster. So, Key Man, thanks so much for joining us here on the Roman Show. Appreciate your time, man.
My pleasure.
So, let's start off great off the bat, man. How's the preparation going for this fight? You recently competed in Orlando not long ago for Glory. So, pretty much have a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, very, very quick turnaround. That's good. That way I was able to stay in camp, stay in shape, and continue to progress. So, it's looking great. It's been a good camp so far as well. Winding it up, finishing off, and getting ready in about just a little bit over a week and a half. So,
Going into this fight, compared to the recent one, any changes that you've done in your preparation, any type of different strength training programs or dieting, anything different that you did?
Yeah, over my last fight, obviously I'm moving from Muay Thai. There's a lot of things I've had to change in terms of tempo and all that. Moving into kickboxing, so I've just looked to basically progress my skill and sharpen my weapons overall, my boxing, my tempo, my in and out, everything. It's coming together well, so and looking forward to playing out this week in my labor and have a good fight.
Tell me about Nick. This is a guy who's 10-6. Obviously, he has a little bit of more experience inside the ring when it comes to the pro level. Obviously, a victory over him is going to get some a lot of attention for you, but tell me about your opponent.
Yeah, Nick Chastain, very good guy, very good, dangerous opponent, great record. He's had great fights against some of the best in the world, so he has a good name behind him, so yeah, definitely a victory over him would be exactly what I need to propel myself forward, so that's it, simple as that.
Now, when you look at his experience, obviously a person with your record probably would like to take someone with something similar, no? But you decided to just jump ship and say, hey, you know what, bring it. Let's go ahead. And this guy has 16 fights. I have 4 pro fights. What made that decision from you and your camp to say, you know what, let's do it. Let's see what I'm really made out of.
I mean, the goal is to be the best in the world, so that means anyone. So he's up there. He's above me in the rank, so he's the one that has to be move forward and, you know, reach my goals, basically. So there's nothing more to it. Just, you know, he's a step forward for me, so I'm coming to take a step forward.
And you know what? I got to tip my hat off to you, because
you know, a lot of fighters, they do that. You know, they look at that record, they're like, no, he has way too much of experience. He has way too many fights. But he said, no, let's do it. You know, I want to challenge myself. So kudos to you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So looking into this fight and Nick, anything in it that has really stood out about him that made you work on a lot? You said he worked a little bit of boxing and the tempo, but something that sets him apart, what is it that really makes this guy the tough opponent that you're going to be facing?
I gotta be honest, I don't worry too much about my opponents normally, but I mean, that's the game we're in, where, you know, all of the fighters here, this is the world stage, they're gonna be solid and good, dangerous, and, you know, what do I do specifically to prepare for that? It's just continue to improve myself, you know, I don't really control anything in anybody else's life, just in mine, you know, so in terms of preparation and all that, I just make sure that I am on point, I'm fixing my mistakes, and you know, closing holes and becoming an overall a better athlete, fighter, and kickboxer. So, that's it. Yeah.
You train with the Hard Knocks 365 head coach, Sir Henry Hooft, such a phenomenal competitor. Also, the guys like Nick Lentz, Tyrone Spong, Rashad Evans have all trained there. Many great names. Tell me that experience, man, that you're surrounded by so much great talent and how it pushes you.
Definitely, man. That room, just in general, is awesome. Like the level of competition in that room alone is pretty mind boggling. There's a lot of really high level fighters, champions, double champs, and all different organizations, all the different big organizations. You know, so no, every day is a good push, and it's such a good environment, not only just for push training, but mentality, you know, like the guys in their game, there's no negative, there's no, like, you know, bad blood or anything like that. It's just good push and good vibes from everybody, and everybody propels each other forward in some great ways. So yeah, it's a family gym. It's been a blessing to be a part of that, for sure.
And you know, funny thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Hard Knocks 365 is located right next to the Extreme Action Park. Am I right or wrong?
Say one more time.
It's connected to the Extreme Action Park. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. So I gotta say it because that's pretty neat. I mean, all right. No, kidding aside, do you guys go out and play some video games and racing cars every now and then? We get some downtime, but that's pretty cool, right? Right.
That looks pretty awesome, though.
Yep, it's so crazy. I know, because I announced for Titan FC, and we have the events out there. And
yep, that's right.
So you guys are right next to it. So it's, you know, maybe you're a little stressed or a little, you know, a little tired. Why not? Let me go ahead and do some go karts.
No, you're right, for sure. I'm gonna have to make that time at some point to check it out, for real.
Back to this, so tell me about how'd you get started into martial arts, and has kickboxing has been in for you? You haven't said, hey, you know, I'm going to give a shot a little bit of a mixed martial arts or another martial art?
Mm-hmm. I'll start off with how I started. When I was a kid, my dad, he put all of me and my siblings basically into Taekwondo, and we were in that sport for several years, and then once we moved away, when we were doing that, but we were living in Tennessee at the time, and then we moved into Maryland, and that's where I met on a good friend of mine, and he enrolled his gym to train Muay Thai. And for the next 10 years, I'm just working for kickboxing, Muay Thai, and eventually it's brought me down to Florida here, where I'm at Hard Knocks, and just been continuously training and progressing in the sport. So it's been going great so far.
What would you say has been some of the challenges in this career as a kickboxer?
As a kickboxer, it's coming from kickboxing, Muay Thai, and things like that. It's a very high paced sport compared to where, you know, what I was used to. So like I said, high tempo, very aggressive, short rounds. It's a beast of its own that, you know, needs to be, I think, more adjusted inside of the U. US. So.
Well, you're going. You're fighting again.
As big as it should be.
So you're continuing to fight in your backyard, right? Your home away from home, if you want to say your brand new city here, because you're competing in Florida, your new home state.
Yeah.
And last time you fought in Orlando, which is about three hours or so away, but now you're competing at the James L. Knight Center in downtown Miami. It's about maybe 50 minutes away. You feel you're gonna have that home crowd support there that evening on the 28th of this month?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm the new hometown guy, so I know my teams, my friends and family will be there cheering me on, and hopefully I start to get some love from the new home state in Miami, so I'm looking forward to it.
And who is Henry Hoof going to be in your corner? Anyone else that's going to be on your side?
Yeah, Henry Hoof, Sean Soriano, a beast fighter in himself, and then Anwar, the two division champion, one FC. You'll be my corner, those three guys. So all good men and strong men too. So I'm glad to have them behind me.
Well, I gotta tell you that you're definitely going there with an all-star lineup in your corner. Both of those guys have had some well experience in martial arts. Of course, Henry Hoof, we know about him. Sean Soriano too has competed in mixed martial arts, and so you definitely have had some good strong support. Well, Keyman, I want to thank you so much for your time. Again, Keyman goes up against Nick. Glory September 28th, this coming weekend, that's the Saturday, September 28th. Make sure you get your tickets available right now at the James L. Knight Center. And you know, Keyman, right after you can go ahead and party and celebrate because you're in Miami, dude.
Thank you, man. I'm sure that sounds good.
All right, thanks, Keyman. Appreciate it, man. And we'll catch you.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around the world, welcome to The Showdown.
Well, what a great weekend we had over in Mexico City. But by the way, thank you very much, Keyman, for that interview and talk. We look forward to seeing you in action this coming week. Mexico City was hot as they lost their hair over the fight between Yair Rodriguez and Jeremy Stephens. Unfortunately, this fight just lasted seconds after Rodriguez unintentionally poked Jeremy Stephens in the eye, and the fight was called. The fans lost their minds. They were throwing things into the octagon, from beer to food, the whole nine. In fact, they had to cover and protect Stephens like a celebrity in Hollywood to protect him from getting hit from some of these flying debris. Either way, kind of shameful on the side of Mexicans. I know that not everyone is like that. However, remember, these guys are very passionate about their sports, especially if you have one of their own fighting in their own backyard. And listen, you paid some good money and you only got a 15-second or less than a minute fight. They were pissed off. And that is how these people react. How do I know this? Because I myself have been in events like this. I remember in Central America at a baseball game, they did not like the result, even though it was fair and square. The home team lost. Well, all hell broke loose, and the visiting team's fans just started bashing each other with beer bottles, and I'm talking about glass beer bottles, in the stadium, okay? They just couldn't take it. They were fist throwing, they were garbage throwing. Thank God they didn't have any guns, but man, they were just going bananas over this stuff. And it's not like if it was a conspiracy or nothing. No, it was a clean win. And one thing led to the other, and it looked like Braveheart. One side of the stadium was going after the other, as one sided for one team and the other sided for the other. Listen, in sports, you're never going to win sometimes, and that's the name of the game. You win some, you lose some. There's no reason for you to start losing, throwing stuff into the octagon. Very uncalled for. Again, I know you're pissed off because of the result, but listen, it's only for the safety of the fighter. He got poked. It's unfortunate. You might not have gotten to the main event that you wanted, but you got a whole bunch of other fights that you should have enjoyed for your buck. Now, one thing I'm really irate, Brian Ortega and Cain Velasquez were cage side or near cage side. And
in Mexico, what they do is they do a chant called Puto, which is very, very kind of, well, not appropriate to say the least. And I'm not going to go here and translate exactly what it means, but it doesn't mean something very nice. So, again, the Mexicans are very, very passionate. As stated, they were screaming, and I can't remember right now the fighter that was inside the cage, but they were saying, Puto, the entire stadium, okay, to the fighter inside. Why? Because he's the opponent of the Mexican, right? The Mexican is the home guy. And Kane and Brian, which both have descendants of Mexicans, stood up just like the other Mexicans and followed through whatever they did, right? It's part of the culture. Well, then you got these bozos on social media crying and licking their wounds, saying that, oh, it's so shameful, you know, what Brian and Kane did. They should have never done that. They are a representation of what fighters are today. They should act with class. Well, listen, buddy, number one, that is something that happens at these events in Mexico, all right? It happens at the soccer games. It happens in the pro wrestling event. How do I know this? I've been there myself. There are kids in the freaking stadium, and they are yelling and screaming obscenities to the heel, all right, which they like to call him the rudo. Okay? So, don't tell me, oh, you're so... Listen, they were just doing whatever the fans were doing, okay? They wanted to have fun. They wanted to be part and enjoy the culture of what it is with Mexicans in sports. Don't go ahead and bash them. Let them have fun, too. I mean, that's what they're there, right? They're there to show their face and have fun and be part. Hey, I'm Mexican, or I have some Mexican blood just like you. What the hell? Let me enjoy myself. Don't bash them, sissy. Take your damn tutu off your damn hip there, man. All right. Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. They had a great one-on-one press conference. And although this is a very exciting one, there was no fists or jabs being thrown verbally. They respect each other. But one thing that we learned from this press conference just a few days after is that The Rock will be presenting the Baddest Mother Effer title at this event November 2nd. That's right. That belt is actually being created as we speak. According to Dana White, it's a very nice looking belt. And The Rock will be the one presenting this title to Nate Diaz or Jorge Masvidal. I am really looking forward to this fight. It's a toss-up. It really is a toss-up. Both can throw down. But I'm going to give this, and although George is my boy, you know, he's from the 305, he's from Miami, Florida, but I'm going to slightly give the edge to Diaz because of his ground game. Looking forward to this fight in just a few weeks in Madison Square Garden in the city of New York. Well, with that being said, we thank you for joining us this week on The Roman Show. Make sure to follow us on our social media accounts. And we'll catch you right here on the program next week. If you haven't been on, you haven't been heard, thanks for listening to The Roman Show.